Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just by mistake placed an order on this website to join some thing, and I want to cancel it, please.
What is your, hold on.
I have an ID number.
Yes, ma'am. Just hold, please. What is your, hold on. What's your name, ma'am?
Mary Hoover.
Ms. Hoover, verify your address for me, please.
309 Cambridge Drive, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39402.
Okay, so how may I help you, ma'am?
I want to cancel this subscription.
Okay. So the $59.89, I can cancel that going forward. Will you won't receive any additional charges going forward? As far as the current charge, that's a valid charge. To cancel it means that because it's a recurring charge each month, so you won't be pick up a charge June 28th. I'm canceling it going forward. Okay. Now, as far as this charge itself,
Okay.
the charge itself, it's a meal plan, so you might want to consider what it is, and it's a really nice app to have. It's an app that focuses on how to use real food.
No, ma'am, I don't want it at all.
Okay. So that what I can do, ma'am, is refund 75% of your money back on that charge, as well as cancel the account going forward. 75% of that amount will be $44.91, I believe. Hold on.
Why can't you cancel the whole thing?
Because it's a valid charge, and as a courtesy, I'm canceling it. We don't have to because it's a valid charge. But sometimes, because the people might have didn't read the terms and conditions, as a courtesy, in the event that you might join later, we just do it as a courtesy, ma'am. Because it's a ma'am.
Okay. No, I didn't. It's not a valid charge, but I understand what you're saying. So if you cancel 75% of it, I'll take that. But I
Yes, ma'am.
want the whole thing canceled.
You what you're saying, you want your subscription canceled, and we're gonna refund 75% of your money back.
Yeah. Well, I want that's what you're going to do, but that's not what I want. But yeah, that's good enough.
Thank you so much. Hold on, let me verify that amount. So the amount would be, so your charge was, where's Ms. Hoover? So the charge was $59.89, and then 75% of that is $44.91. So we're going to put $44.91 back into your account at the discretion of your bank. It's 3 to 5 business days, depending on when they want to put it back. Hold on, 91. Okay, refund $44.91. And so, are you sure you want to refund that? Yes. And hold on, I got to do a little something else here to make sure it's taken. Hold on. I need you to give me a little information here. So, Your name is Mary Hoover?
Yes.
Your phone number, Ms. Hoover?
The phone number that was given on this was 601-582-5791.
Yes, ma'am. What's your email address?
gumdrop59@yahoo.com.
Excuse me. And your ID number is, I got that.
The 920-785-635.
No, ma'am. That's a 28 number. I got it, though. 218-3780.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And
where'd you get that ID number from?
Just on your transaction here. It's something I needed for something I'm doing. Your submitting your.
Oh, okay.
Because
all I have is a subscription ID.
Yes.
That ID number you had was what?
Hold on, customer offered. 75%. Refunds. Well, actually, use offer 50% refund. No, use offer 75%. Customer accepted. All righty, ma'am. Let me go back and notate your account. All right, yes, ma'am. So, let me make sure it's canceled. I can give you a cancellation number.
Please do.
Just will make sure it's canceled. So, yes. Yes, ma'am. So, anything else I can do for you, Miss Mary?
What's the cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. It's C as in Charlie, 920-785-635.
Okay, it's the same as the ID number.
Okay, but you got a C in front of it. I said C.
Yours
only got 920, but mine's being that it's a confirmation for cancellation begins with C.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful night.
Okay, bye-bye.